Hi, welcome to the first episode of the Sales Passive Income Stream podcast. I'm your host, Matt Hallisey, and I'm going to introduce you to a concept that I guarantee that you've never heard of before, but one that when you've adopted it and really sunk your teeth into it, will change every facet of your life, not only your business life, your personal life, I mean, everything that you do. So the Sales Passive Income Stream podcast, you know, it has two words in it that seem really oppositional. They seem like they're working against each other, but yet they're two things that when you can combine them will dramatically impact everything around you. And so you look at sales and it's something that you've always been taught that you have to be there, you have to be present, you have to put in a lot of hours, but supposedly there's, you know, a huge upside in the amount of money you can make. But the problem with sales is that your income is capped by the number of hours that you have available. There's only so many hours, and there's only so much that you can make, and that's if you are going the normal traditional sales route. Whereas a passive income is completely different. A passive income is, by its very definition, it's money that comes in, but you don't have to be there. Some people call it mailbox money. Some people call it vacation money. But it's money that, you know, you could be sitting on a beach in Cancun, and the money is going to come in whether or not you're working. So, you know, a lot of you guys are probably asking, well, you know, how are you going to meld those two in sales and yet have a passive income stream? Well, we're going to talk about that today, and I'm going to give you a brief introduction of how I came up with that, and really, in the end, what's in it for you, which is really the most important part. So it goes back to 1994, and I had just graduated from college, so there you go, you have my age. And, you know, my first job, you figure you got to pay your dues. I got this sales job where I was selling home improvement products out in rural Ohio. So we're talking about roofs, siding, windows, doors, you know, all of that. And, you know, cards on the table, I sucked at it. I didn't sell a single item. And yet the miracle part of it is I lasted 3 months. So over the course of the next couple of years, I ended up finding a job in a bank where it was very, very sales focused. And it's really where I fell in love with sales. And I had really unlocked at that point, you know, my first success and, you know, was making pretty good money in what I was doing. But the problem, as we talked about earlier, is, you know, the amount of money you make is limited by the number of hours there are in the day. Because you have limited hours, you have limited income potential. But I just figured, you know what, that's kind of part and parcel. That's, you know, part of the process and, you know, it's something you got to deal with. So over the next decade, I had basically, you know, done that and I was really good. But it came at a cost. I was working, you know, a ton of hours. And there were times when I was the second last car in the parking lot. And the last car was a security guard. And I know because he had like a gray or silver Buick at the time. You know, and for me, I kind of had that as a badge of honor that, look, I'm going to be willing to do what other people don't. I'm going to put in longer hours. And it's a dedication, you know, that I can be proud of. But right now, I think that's completely stupid. You know, and initially it started about a couple, you know, basically, I don't know, maybe about a month or two into this telemarketing job I had. And it was the first telemarketing job I ever had. It was at the startup in San Diego. And, you know, I did it because it was a startup and I thought, wow, there has to be a ton of room for growth there. But again, you know, here I am working late. I'm the last guy in the building. And, you know, around that time, I was introduced to this underground pickup artist society here in San Diego. In other words, it's a bunch of guys that were just excellent at attracting women, but they're underground. They didn't advertise it. They're not going to, if you ran into them in the street, they're not going to talk about it. It's very much like Fight Club in that regard. But unlike what the name portends, it wasn't about them picking up women, but rather, you know, one of the things that they were just phenomenal at was getting a woman to pick them up, which was just insane. You know, I would see them do this and it was like being in the Matrix. It was, you know, watching something that just doesn't make sense from a reality standpoint, but yet your eyes are showing it to be the truth. And so over the course of a few months, I had, you know, earned their trust and they had started to teach me the things that they were doing, and I actually started to implement that a little bit. So while I'm in the sales job, I had this realization in that, you know, I was talking to these people on the phone and I just realized that everybody that I was talking to was acting exactly like the single women that I would meet outside of work. I mean, exactly. Point for point, detail for detail. They would see you coming a mile away. They'd have a no coming. You know, they knew you were only out for one thing and they didn't want to be taken advantage of. But yet at the same time, they wanted somebody really high value, a rare commodity, somebody that stands out from the crowd, and they want to feel like their, you know, their ego gets validated from it. And so I have this crazy question that popped in my mind and it changed everything. You know, the question I had was, you know, what would it be like if I just ditched everything that I ever learned about sales, everything, crumpled up, threw it in the trash can, and just did pickup during work? You know, at the time I was thinking, no, there's no way that's going to work. And it was more just kind of a normalcy bias that, you know, this isn't going to work. If it worked, everybody would be doing it, right? But then I just started to think, I know the outs, you know, the attraction part outside of work, you know, I knew I kind of had a really good handle on that. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. I mean, it's a crazy idea. It's probably going to blow up in my face, but I'm going to give it a try. And so I did. And so within days, I mean, very much instantly, I was getting crazy results. I mean, I was getting stuff, you know, I was getting it. A situation where here I am a telemarketer and I'm having people that I'm talking to on the phone begging me to buy. I mean, they're basically telling me, you know, quit talking, you know, I don't need to hear your story. I need to, you know, I want to sign, I want to buy. And I just found it crazy that I was literally getting these people chasing me down when I'm a telemarketer. Well, this was awesome. But it got to a point where it forced me to have a really tough conversation with my boss. In that, you know, once my results started skyrocketing, he just started shooting me a whole bunch of new leads. And for most people in sales, new leads are like water in the desert. You know, it's the best thing you can possibly get. You know, you don't turn them down. But for me, I kind of had a different look. And, you know, the movie wasn't out at the time, but I look at it now as kind of like in the Hunger Games, where, you know, they're going to throw all the weapons in the center, but if you go for the weapons, it's going to be a bloodbath. And really it was like that. So, you know, you would get a new lead, but so would 9 other people. They get the same telephone number and they would just harass the person on the phone. And, you know, maybe if you got there first and it was a good day or whatever, then you might get it. But realistically, you're working, everything that you could have working for you is actually working against you. And so I just told him, I said, look, Adam, and Adam, if you're listening, you do remember this conversation, but, you know, I just told him, I said, look, you know, I need you to turn off my new leads. I need you to stop giving me new leads. And he just looked at me like a dog. He cocked his head to the side and was like, what? And I said, yeah, you need to give, you know, quick give me new leads. I don't have time to call them. And he said, are you sure? And, you know, cards on the table, I for a minute, I kind of paused and, you know, almost reconsidered, but I just realized that, yeah, I just didn't have time to call them. Plus, I had these people chasing me down. So why would I sit and want to, you know, go to some other avenue when I had a lot of easy business coming in? And it even progressed to a point a few months after that where, you know, they wanted us to make like 250 to 300 calls a day. And it was just before noon, and he'd sent me this email with a screenshot of my call log, and it showed me making 4 calls up to that point. And he said, is this true? Did you really only make 4 calls? You know, and my response to him was, yeah, I mean, that is true. But I already have 4 final closing calls set up. I have 3 pieces of business in, and I'm not even sure if I'm going to take them. And he just left me alone. He sent me an email. I think he said, oh, or something like that. But he just left me alone at that point. And really what you know, through this, I was able to discover something that really is important for you guys, is that sales doesn't have to be something where you have to be present all the time. The amount of money that you can make is not limited by the number of hours that you have available to you. In other words, you can create a truly passive income stream, money coming in where you don't have to be there to do all the work, and yet you can regulate who you want to work with, how much business you want to come in, what price monetarily and otherwise that you require for your product. And what happens is you can actually work less hours. You can definitely work less rigorously. And you can completely, truly live the promise that most people in sales were taught, was that you can have an unlimited income. And the reason you can is because it's passive. And so what I teach is exactly that. I'm going to teach you things that are very, very antithetical to what modern sales training teaches. In fact, in a lot of respects, I'm going to teach you the exact opposite. You know, and I'll give you a couple examples. You know, in sales, most people tell you that you need to overcome a customer's objection to make the sale. And they tell you that, and they're saying that, you know, you need to, you know, walk them through it, and, you know, the customer wants you to overcome that objection, and, you know, they're kind of kicking the tires, and if you're able to overcome the objection right, they're going to buy from you. But that's a bunch of garbage. I mean, who goes to Best Buy, finds something that they want, go up to the cash register, the cash register rings them up, and they immediately start giving the cash cashier a hard time and start throwing up objections. I mean, nobody, you and I know that nobody does that. And the reason they don't do that is because everybody knows if you want something, you're going to buy it. And realistically, if you're getting an objection, it's telling you that there's something the customer doesn't like. It's not that they don't know, it's they don't like it. And every woman listening to this podcast understands a simple concept: no means no. So if you're getting an objection, it's just a sign you're doing something wrong. It's like the engine light in your car going on. It's not a sign that your car wants to drive fast. It's a sign that it may break down. You're also taught things like you basically need to create rapport with the people, your prospects. But that's really stupid. I mean, I have a lot of really close friends and family, and we get along great. There's no rapport needed. But if there's other people that, you know, I know them and they're fine and they're acquaintances, but for whatever reason, there's not a connection there. But there's no reason in the world why I'm going to sit here and artificially try to create something that isn't there naturally. I mean, if you were to do this in your personal life, you would basically have almost no friends, and you'd probably have people throwing drinks in your face and telling you to, you know, go F off. But in sales, this is supposed to all of a sudden work with incredibly skeptical strangers who know that you have a financial incentive to get them to buy. You know, you guys know, and I know, that it doesn't work. And this list goes on. I could go on and on this, but it just doesn't work. So what I'm going to teach you instead is how to basically flip a magnetic attraction in their head so that they see you as the authority in the industry. They see you as the expert, the go-to person, somebody who cannot be replicated, and a situation where them meeting you, they understand the scarcity of that, and they're not going to sit here and throw that opportunity away. And in the end, I'm going to teach you how to get your customers to actually do what my friends did in the pickup community, and that's to get your target to chase you. Now, there are a lot of ways to do this, and there's some good news and bad news with that. The good news is it's very easy. They're things that you're going to see in your life every day. They're not foreign concepts. They're things that you do every single day, but yet you're completely unaware of them. There's a blind spot, in a sense. And so I'm actually going to kind of focus in and show you these things, and you're going to know that it works, not because I'm telling you. You're going to know that it works because you see yourself and others doing these things all the time. But I will warn you, there is one difficult part, and that's you. The biggest thing that's going to hold you back from adapting this and completely changing your lifestyle and giving you an experience that none of your colleagues or competition are experiencing is that you're going to have to be willing to step out of your comfort zone and do something different. And I understand that it's a little scary in the sense, you know, for me, I saw it add up in my head when I initially thought of it, but it took me just a little bit of courage to be able to say, okay, I'm going to try this. And realistically, one of the biggest impetuses for me was the fact that I just didn't want to live the life of working 11 or 12 hours a day and being the last guy in the parking lot just to get a number that I thought that I wanted. I wanted something different. I wanted something better. So in the end, if you want to live the same life and have the same experiences that you've had before, it's really simple. All you have to do is do the same thing you've already done. But if you want to live a completely different life and have, you know, basically the ability to make money on demand, to make money when you're not even working, and to have a truly uncapped income on what you can do and the opportunities it affords you in business, plus the improvement in every other area of your life, whether athletically, romantically, what have you, this is going to completely flip that switch on, and you're going to absolutely never going to want to go back. And one of the mentors that I follow and listen to, he says, once you've seen it, you just can't unsee it. And that's really what this concept's about. It's giving you an opportunity to really experience life in a way that you've never thought possible. Maybe you thought it was just for a certain, you know, type of person, that you're not that person, but really it could be for anybody. It could be, you know, whether you're an inbound call center, you're a pharmaceutical rep, you're door-to-door, or even if you're selling something business-to-business or selling C-level executives. This works no matter what you do. So in the subsequent podcast, we're actually going to talk about that, and we're going to, you know, give you specific things, methods, strategies, concepts, and ideas on what you can do to really implement this in your life, in your sales process, so that you take away everything that you hate about sales, the frustration, the constant need for motivation, the working long hours, the facing rejection, all these things that nobody likes dealing with in sales, but they view it as a necessary evil. Well, I'm going to show you how to strip that out. And yet, the best part of sales, the income, the validation, the fact that, you know, people are really buying into you and they love you, and that you're making a stellar income. We're going to strip out all the bad stuff, and we're going to leave you with just the 24-karat gold that you've been searching for. But we're going to cover that in a future podcast. So make sure you hit subscribe. Do not miss an episode. This is going to be content that you're not going to want to miss. But even better yet, this is content and stuff that you're not going to find anywhere else. You literally will not find it anywhere else. So until our next episode, I will see you soon.